From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump has told NBC News that he would have fired the FBI Director James Comey even if Justice Department officials had not recommended it. He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil, Trump said in his first interview since his surprise dismissal of Comey on Tuesday. The FBI director was leading an investigation into connections between the president's election campaign last year and Russian officials, along with possible Russian meddling in the election. Trump said, "I was going to fire Comey. My decision. I was going to fire him regardless of the Justice Department's recommendations." News reports have been quoting sources in Washington who say Comey was suddenly ousted because he wanted to intensify the Russia investigation. The firing has prompted Democrats to amplify their calls for an independent investigation into the Russia issue. Numerous opposition Democratic lawmakers and even some Republicans have called for a special prosecutor independent of Trump's Justice Department to carry out the investigation of Trump campaign aides' links to Russia. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that a meeting between Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and President Trump was, quote, extremely positive. Dmitry Peskov told reporters that Russia has cautious optimism about the prospect of improving relations with the United States, but also that there is still a lot of work to do. The comments came a day after Trump hosted Lavrov for the talks at the White House, which were focused largely on the situation in Syria. You are listening to the news from the Voice of America in Washington. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have defeated Islamic State fighters in the city of Tabqa and have seized Tabqa Dam, a key objective for the militias, before a planned attack on the terror group's de facto capital, Raqqa. The SDF, which is a multi-ethnic group that includes Kurdish fighters and Syrian Arab coalition fighters, had been battling the Islamic State for weeks in Tabqa, which is about 40 kilometers west of Raqqa. They've been getting help from coalition airstrikes and U.S. Special Forces advisors. The U.S. Central Command, which oversees American military operations in the Middle East, said about 70 Islamic State fighters had conceded to the SDF's terms, which included dismantling bombs surrounding the dam, surrendering their heavy weapons, and withdrawing all remaining fighters from Tabqa. The SDF accepted the IS surrender in order to, quote, protect innocent civilians and to preserve the Tabqa Dam infrastructure, which hundreds of thousands of Syrians rely on for water, agriculture, and electricity. South Korean President Moon Jae-in's office said Thursday he plans to send a delegation to Beijing to discuss North Korea's nuclear program and China's concerns about a U.S. missile defense system being deployed in South Korea. The leader spoke by telephone a day after Moon was sworn in to replace the ousted Park Geun-hye. Moon's spokesman said the presidents agree on the, quote, common goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and that Moon understands China's concerns about the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, called THAAD. South Korea has worked with the United States to develop THAAD to help protect it in case of a North Korean missile attack. The first part of the system became operational early this month, and the full capabilities are expected to be set up by the end of the year. Afghanistan's ambassador to Pakistan has accused the neighboring country of contributing to the continuous violence in his war-ravaged nation by not cutting ties to the Taliban. Omar Zakilwal told an international conference in Islamabad Thursday that neighboring and regional countries need to create a, quote, broader consensus to help end hostilities in Afghanistan and promote political reconciliation there. Islamabad has long been accused of supporting the Taliban and harboring leaders of the Haqqani network in an attempt to gain an upper hand over security and political developments in Kabul so it could counter rival India's growing influence there. More on these and other stories at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.